talking now with Gatlin Squires from the Kingfisher FFA chapter. Gatlin, tell me a little bit of a background about your involvement with the show business here in the state. How many years have you been showing?
I've been showing since I was 4 years old, and I've been showing up at the Oklahoma Youth Expo since I was 9 years old in 4-H, and it's just been an incredible industry that's kind of cultivated me and raised me, and the livestock industry has been instilled in me since a very early age, and I'm very fortunate to be a part of it.
Now, you're showing hogs this year?
Yes, I'm showing swine. Had three bears and a gilt this year, but I've shown cattle in the past as well as goats. So I've done multiple species, and each one's just as good in different aspects of it.
As you've gone through the process of handling the animals and going to these competitions, what do you think you've learned?
I've learned several different characteristics, but as I watch my little sister kind of come through, she's 11 years old, and as I watch her learn more about the livestock industry and the show industry, I kind of see the same characteristics that I learned, and just the hard work and dedication, as well as the passion that is instilled in these youth, and it's incredible watching that drive that they have and the passion that they have when they're exhibiting their animals in the ring, and I kind of see that when I see myself, and it's just I'm very fortunate to be a part of this industry.
Now, you're being honored tonight. This is the Academic All-Staters, and it's been compared to like basketball or football All-State type teams as well. What does this mean to you?
It means more than the world to me to know that I'm being recognized for my accomplishments, not only through the agricultural industry, but in the classroom as well. And it's just very rewarding, and I hope that the younger members of my chapter and my community will see that and will strive for that as well. And I hope that I can provide them with a positive example and let them know that it is accomplishable. And it's just an incredible opportunity, and I feel very blessed.
Now, you know, obviously you've picked up some other scholarships, but this is a nice size scholarship, $5,000. What are your secondary school plans?
My secondary school plans are to attend Oklahoma State University next fall. I'm planning on majoring in biosystems and agricultural engineering, and after I procure a degree in that area, I hope to maybe work with an agricultural company or maybe with the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, and just basically dedicating my life to engineering in the agricultural industry.
And kind of tying that back to the environment as well then.
Exactly, because, I mean, 2 years ago, I was able to give a speech on water conservation, and that since then, that has kind of taught me more about that, and that's kind of where I want to go is in terms of making us become a more sustainable industry that utilizes more resources on less land.
What's FFA done for you, you think?
FFA is, it's not only a passion for me, it's a way of life. I'm the son of an agriculture education teacher and the grandson of a teacher that taught for 28 years, and it's just been instilled in me since a very early age, and I've been able to grow and see myself grow in it, as well as watch my older brother Maverick grow through it. And it's incredible, just the speaking abilities, the leadership aspects that I've learned through it, as well as the hard work, the dedication, and seeing all the hours it takes, but behind, not only be successful as an individual or as a team, but as a chapter. And I'm very fortunate to come from a very successful chapter that has very dedicated and hardworking educators, and I'm very proud of them.